You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
The sound of 70s psychedelic glam rock lives on in Rome thanks to the band Weird Bloom. For our Sense of Place Rome series, we're exploring the Italian capital's music scene. And today, you'll hear Weird Bloom perform songs from their latest album, Stargate. And frontman Luca Di Cataldo talks about working on the record with Don Bowles, the drummer from 70s punk band Germs, and how Don's American perspective on music meshed with Weird Bloom's Italian sensibilities.
There's kind of a very, very, very small difference, which is infinite, cultural. I don't know what's going on. But you have a different way of thinking to the music. So that was the hardest part.
Weird Bloom on Sense of Place Rome today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. You can follow along with Sense of Place Rome on our social media at World Cafe. Here's Patti Smith. Give me shelter.
We'll be right back.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. When I first started researching bands for our Sense of Place Rome series, the very first one that jumped out at me was Weird Bloom. Their music sounds like it could have traveled here through time from a garage in the 1970s. It's psychedelic, it's catchy, and it kind of sounds like T-Rex. It wasn't what I was expecting an Italian rock band to sound like. Coming up, Weird Bloom frontman Luca Di Cataldo talks about the band, making their new album Stargate with former drummer of the punk band Germs, and about fostering an indie rock scene in the Eternal City. You'll also hear a performance from Weird Bloom we recorded at Alcazar Live in Rome in front of a live audience. They kick things off with a medley of their two songs, Human Friend and She Can Be Explosive. For Sense of Place Rome, Weird Bloom live for the World Cafe.
She's the one that fixes when we break her.
Live for World Cafe's Sense of Place Rome series. That was Weird Bloom with She Can Be Explosive, performing in front of a live audience at Alcazar in Rome. That is a song from their latest album, Stargate. I'm Raina Duris, talking to Weird Bloom frontman Luca Di Cataldo. Luca, welcome to the World Cafe. Guys, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you very much for hosting us. It's a pleasure.
So you grew up here in Rome.
Yeah.
You're from here. How did you first get into playing music?
Well, I started like when I was very young. My parents brought me definitely a guitar, a classic guitar, but then it was pretty boring and I quit. But then we moved home and I found, when I was 20 more or less, I found the guitar in like a luggage room that we had in my parents' house. So I had some ear, and it was a period where the Strokes and the Libertines came out, all the British invasion.
Yeah.
Okay. And I started just like practicing on my own. That was my second beginning. So that's
would you,
why.
Would you say that it was those bands that really made you want to be in a band yourself?
100%. They were super cool.
I know in this iteration of your music career as Weird Bloom, you've been compared to T-Rex. But what are some of your other influences that you're looking to for the music you're making now?
Well, to be honest, I met a guy who was actually the former drummer of the Germs.
Don Bowles.
Don Bowles, yeah. Actually. Yeah, we just invited him here, said, why don't you come here? Because we'd like to build an album together with you. And I said, well, okay, don't have nothing to do, so buy me a ticket to Rome and I will come. And he stayed with us for like 1 month.
How did you meet Don Bowles?
I wrote him because I like very much Ariel Pink in this Pom Pom album. So I came to the Primavera Sound with friends of mine, and we seen for the very first time Don Bowles, and he was dancing in bikini for the song, which is called Black Ballerina. And I said to my friend, to my fellow, say, okay, we gotta know this guy. So why don't we write him? So we wrote him. That's how it happened. And he was pretty addicted to bubblegum, bubble glam, all this stuff. So he introduced us to this kind of music that we were doing.
You've said that it took some time to find the sound, to find the right sound, to find a way to not sound so contemporary. And Don Bowles kind of helped you with that.
Well, Don Bowles sent me a lot of songs, and then we wrote songs together. So with a month with him, I could definitely get in touch with his way of doing music, with his way of singing, and overall with the American way to do that.
What does that mean?
It means that there's kind of a very, very, very small difference, which is infinite somehow. I don't know why, cultural, I don't know what's going on. But you have a different way of thinking to the music. So that was the hardest part, to understand him and his way. Of course, to me, he's a genius,
yeah.
Actually. But trying to feel that culture, which is your culture, your culture is, that was very hard. The sound was even harder. That crazy, because those bands that we refer to, they are like, they play just like with pocket. They didn't have pedals, they didn't have like a, I don't know, Ecos or blah, blah, blah. They had amplifiers and right. pocket and vocals. That's because it's very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, how did you eventually get it right? What did you decide was the sort of the secret to doing it the way you wanted to?
I don't think I I catch the secret. I think I'm on the way to find it. Probably it will take like other 10 more years. I don't know.
I'm talking to Luca from Weird Bloom on World Cafe today. The next song that you're going to perform is another one from Stargate, and maybe you could tell us about writing this one. It's called I Am a Razor Blade.
And there's a song called like a hippie shake,
okay.
which is very similar. It's a blues song, and that was covered in the 70s. And I said, well, why don't we do the same, like cover that and changing the lyrics, changing the melody, but pretty much that was the trace. And instead of singing the hippie shake, said, okay, I'm a razor blade, what can I do? We describe everything that a razor blade should do, a proper one.
This is Weird Bloom performing I Am a Razor Blade live for World Cafe.
Thank you very much.
Performing for a live audience at Alcazar in Rome as part of our Sense of Place Rome series on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. I am talking to Weird Bloom's Luca Di Cataldo. On top of leading this band, Luca, you also own Pom Pom Studio. It's a music studio, it's a record label, and you founded it, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
What was your vision for Pom Pom when you started it?
Well, having a different sound and having the time and feeling relaxed. At that time, like 10 years ago, it was very hard to find a proper place. And having few time to work on your music and being like coming to dash into the studio, say, okay, now you record, now do the vocals, do the blah, blah, blah. No, I wanted more time for my music.
Yeah. You are sort of building a community, right?
Kind of.
What kind of artists do you look to sign and work with?
Well, basically, our label is the four of us. I want to be super honest.
Yeah,
I don't want to sell my studio as, you know, the sound record. But and the more we are working on that, the more the people are attracted. So now there is a new beautiful musician. She's called Victoria Reed, and she's American. She came to find us in the studio. We recorded her, and now she's stable in Rome. And there's a lot of other bands that which are related to our project. So it's kind of a spider web.
I'm so curious about what it's like to be part of a music scene in a city like Rome, which is, there's all this history, there are all these crowds, there are all these tourists. They are here for the touristy stuff. What are the challenges of trying to make rock music and build an indie rock community in a place like this?
I never asked this question to myself. And there's some scene, but Rome is very big and we're spread all over the city. So there's not a neighborhood or a street where the things are happening. It's all over. So you don't even know where does this scene ends up. I don't know. There's a lot of museum and ruins and archaeology all over. So there's this big heritage that surrounds us every day, all day long. So our attention is split.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a chance to really build something new, which is really cool.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Weird Bloom on World Cafe. You've played South by Southwest.
Oh, of course.
A few times. When did you play in the U.S. for the first time?
South by South.
Was it like South by?
2017.
Yeah.
The very first time. But my bass guitar player wasn't allowed to go, so we went the three of us.
Really?
Yeah. We were
just
supposed
visa
to
stuff?
Be visa stuff or other criminal
criminal
issues. I don't remember. And it wasn't rock and roll at that time, but it was rock and roll in a certain way. Of course, you're 100% right. That was the first time. Second time we went, we had this big lack of going on a new, or the pickups of NPR. That was the biggest moment in my life. Now, this year was the best addition to us because we had a lot of time to practice and to realize the process that began when Stargate started. So this year was great.
Do you find it hard to write songs in English? Because you write all your songs in English.
After 15 years, I would say yes. still very hard. That every time someone was fixing me mistakes here and there, so I need a control on that.
I promise that your songs in English are better than any song I would write in Italian. So
thank you so much. Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
Live for the World Cafe, it's Weird Bloom, Fire in the Night.
You can
For a live audience at Alcazar in Rome for World Cafe's Sense of Place Rome series. That was Weird Bloom. Their new album is called Stargate. How awesome was that, guys? Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Their latest album is called Stargate. It is out now. It will be on rotation at my house this summer. all summer long. Thank you guys so much, Luca. Everybody, thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a great honor. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break, here on World Cafe, you heard a live performance and interview from Weird Bloom for our Sense of Place Rome series. You can see video of that session and see just how much the front man looks like a young Burton Cummings of the Guess Who at worldcafe.org and on the World Cafe YouTube, youtube.com/worldcafe. Here's Yeah Yeah Yeah's Sacrilege.
Falling for a guy, fall down from the sky. Fall down from the
all, it's not good for you or anybody else. Let things go, you've been carrying it all by yourself. Set things down, it's okay.
Go. A vocal performance where it sounds like she's really letting some emotions go from Jade Bird, next on World Cafe. I'm Raina, back into your music here on World Cafe with a new one from Jade Bird. And her voice really shines in this song. It's so gorgeous. It is so gut-wrenching. This is Dreams, Jade Bird.
Me not to rain. Yeah. Revolution Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Cause that's one too, sure has got me running wild.